Knowledge.
The dot over the letter I is called a tittle.
Knowledge.
There are more nipples in the world than people.
Knowledge.
One serving of broccoli contains 3.8 grams of dietary fiber.
Knowledge. A bold new scent by Agma.
I smell like a temple. Old stones and old men.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of sometimes funny, usually awkward, perpetually sexy people play Dungeons & Dragons together, featuring Kevin as Dungeon Master, Eric as Nick, Emily as Lamora, and Katie as Will. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll!
All right. Anything else you guys would like to do in this room?
Does everybody need a break at all? I could do with a good sit-down, probably. I don't know about the rest of you, unless we already did that. I don't remember. I think we were maybe kind of doing that.
Yeah, I think we'll just say that that's what you guys do, and you have a nice hour, two-hour break to feel good about yourselves and regain hit dice if you needed it. I don't think anybody did.
Nick did, and he will.
Did. Okay,
he was about half down, so he'll spend one. 27 plus. He'll get back up to max HP.
Wow.
That's right.
All right. Everyone's feeling good. Where would you like to go?
If we were chilling out and stuff, do you think that I could pull out that orb thing that I got? Because you had said that like it flickered a light depending on which direction I was facing. Is that right?
Something like that.
I remember this now.
Uh-oh.
Yes, yes, I do remember it. Yes, yes. If you take
it tells me exactly where I'm supposed to go.
Yeah.
It does have a light that will point to different things, but you don't know exactly what it's pointing to, but yeah.
I know.
Generally east when you were initially looking at it, which was in that other room with the statue.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and the thing is, that orb, if you just hold it out in front of you while you walk, you know, you don't have to use an action. If something happens and you have it in front of you, like, I'll tell you if, like, something happens to the light or something. Right now, it is not doing anything. It's just kind of blank.
Oh, it's blank? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not pointing anything right now.
That's what I was saying. Like, if we were just waiting around, he might pull it out just to see, like, what... Because in the other room, it had flickered, but if it does nothing, then he's like, okay. And he just throws it. No. Fuck this thing.
Ball. I hate balls. Dumb balls. Anybody else have anything they want to do in that room?
No.
All right. Where would you like to go? Where would you like to travel to?
All right, gang. Where to? What do you think?
What's left?
I guess back in this other room with the table here, there was another way to go. We could go that way.
You guys have gone down that hallway before, as you recall. That's where you fought the zombie ghoul ghasty things.
Yeah, I don't know if we are aware that they connect or anything.
Yeah, like so right.
Because we kind of made it to like there.
Yeah, that's where one of them was here, and one of them was here, and one of them was here. So that's where you guys, those bodies would still be in the hallway.
Oh, hey guys, look, we've been here before. Whoa.
Hooray.
Nostalgia.
We were so young. Yep, so now you're at that intersection, which one way you have been and know what's down that way, and the other way is unknown to you. That chanting, by the way, is getting louder the closer you are to that intersection.
Does it sound like it's coming from that way?
It does sound like it is coming from straight down the unexplored corridor.
He'll look back and make the finger to the lips gesture.
Yeah.
Shh, 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 everybody.
What? I can't see anything. What are you talking about?
What are you doing with your finger on your lips? I can't really tell. Are you pointing up your nose?
I'm just following Lamora around, assuming that she's doing her little light the thing.
You're like as close to her as you can.
I would assume you were. Yeah.
I am.
Yep. I'm sticking with this awesome, badass dwarf chick. Just because she's cool. You know, not because I'm scared of everything.
He'll point down the hallway, look at everybody, and kind of like shrug his shoulders. Like, huh?
I give you the finger. Right. Let's do it. Yeah, right. Let's go that way.
I love it. Okay.
All right, so there's one vote for that way.
Yeah. Mithrin's totally like, yep.
Yes.
Yep. So, moving on, and now I will reveal what you see. Ta-dang! There's a small stairway moving down to what appears to be another hallway.
It's no!
I have dark vision, but it's still pitch black, basically.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I mean, you can see further ahead.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's no, like, light sources.
No, not at all. Apparent. Not at all.
Okay.
Nope. So, as you enter that, what is another intersection, you will see
He'll probably peer around the corners before actually walking.
I would imagine, yeah. And you have dark vision, so you can see this whole spectrum right here.
Whoa!
Holy moly.
Both ways.
Which way is the chanting coming from?
The chanting is coming from your left as you head down the stairway.
I mean, he'll...
Mithrin will be following along because he's a faithful Patsy and Stooge. Right.
Come on, boy. Come on.
Does it sound like one guy, or does it sound like chanting?
It sounds like a group of people chanting.
I think God will.
And as you get closer down to that side, you can start making out a couple words, and you can hear like, he is, you can't make out the other words, but it's repeating that same.
Oh no!
He is
gonna
blank,
be like...
and he is blank, and.
Oh no!
Donais Requiem.
He's gonna be like, no, so many people! What is happening? God.
He'll
such a bad idea.
Knowing that it's coming that way, he'll kind of like go back and try to get to close to people. Does it sound like they're close enough that if we whispered, they would be able to hear?
I don't think so, because you can't quite make out what they're even saying yet, so it sounds like they're further on.
All right, so obviously there's some people here.
Some people! Right!
Well, do we want them coming up on us when we're fighting some weird, gross zombie thing? Or do we want to kind of get the jump on them while they're doing their weird chanty thing? Because I'm thinking this is probably where we maybe need to go.
But they're the same freaking people who are eating people, and there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
We don't have very many people.
I don't know how many people there are. We can maybe at least try to figure it out, but...
And Mithra would be like, how many people do you think it takes to eat a person? That's the...
But
I mean, the classic
many,
joke.
How many
cannibals does it
people
take to
can
eat
I
a person
serve comfortably? How many portions can I be divided into without anyone getting like, you know, really eating too much? That's too much. That's good for them. You know.
What I'm saying though is I don't think they know we're here, or else I don't think they'd be doing their chanty thing.
We are here to kill a monster and get the fuck out of here,
yeah,
all right?
Okay.
We don't need to mess with a bunch of people down here.
What if we're fighting a monster and then a bunch of people who like to eat other people come upon us and then we have to
maybe
fight a monster?
Maybe then the monster will kill those people. Maybe we should use the people to feed the monster and then kill the fucking monster.
Okay, so is that what you want to do? Should I, like, get them to follow me and then...
No, I'm saying just leave the people alone. Go away from the people. Go find...
You don't think they're around the monster? Like, they're with the monster?
What? Where? What?
I don't know. They could be.
Will's just... This is out of Will's, obviously. Everything here is out of Will's domain.
He's like, what? They could be with the monster?
People hang out with monsters?
I don't know. Who hangs out in a place like this anyway? Let's have a vote. Should we go towards the chanty people or away?
Away!
Okay, one for away. I still think we should go toward.
Mithrin would be like, I'm going where you guys go. I'm just, yeah.
That's not a vote!
Wow! No way, Mithrin! No way!
It's not a vote. As you guys may have noticed, there are four of us. I am not voting.
Lamora would say, let's go to the chanting.
No!
I just don't really trust Will entirely right now. Still kind of weirded out by everything.
Oh,
I am trying to save you people. There are just bad things happening around here.
As you're like, you know, ranting and raving, Thorn and Rose come up and hold each one holds one of your hands.
Me?
Yeah, Will. So, like, now both ghost children are, like, kind of, like, latched onto you like they're scared.
They're scared? Oh,
They're looking scared.
He'll see the kids come up and be like, kids, do you know who these weird chanting guys are?
We've heard them before. They come here often.
How many? How many of them do you see?
Oh, there were too many. I can't count that high.
Who says that?
That is the boy. That is Thorn.
What about you?
Rose.
Rose.
Rose. She's like, I never saw more than 16.
Guys.
He'll turn back to Will and be like, Will, I think you're right.
Yeah. And my ghost friends are scared or something. They're holding my hands. Okay.
Guys, just wait here. I want to just see if I can peek around the corner. I'm not going in. Just wait.
Oh, you idiot.
Shut up. Shut up. And then Nick will try.
Now it's going to be 3 versus 16. All
right. So, Nick, what are you doing?
He just wants to, as quietly as he can, I'll roll whatever if you want me to go just to that corner that he can see and peer around it to see if he can catch a glimpse
problem.
Of anything.
You peer around. You don't need to roll anything. You're cool.
Okay.
And you see that. There's another stairway going down.
Okay. No. He'll
Never down.
And if he turns that corner again, he can't see anything without going down?
Yeah. You have to go down this stairway before you'd be able to see anything around that corner.
He'll come back. And he'll be not as whispery, because he'll see how far it is.
And it was the chanting as you went down that little stairway just to kind of look.
Yeah.
It did get louder once you crossed that corner, and you could make out that it said, "He is ancient. He is the land. He is ancient. He is the land."
Okay, guys. So there's another stairway that goes down, 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 down. I'm not going down there yet, but I could hear them. They're saying, if this is helpful to any of you, magic users, I don't know. They keep saying, "He is ancient. He is the land." But in that weird, creepy, chanty voice that I don't want to use, because I would feel weird if I did that right now.
Can we roll like a something check for that? Like a religion
to,
or something? I don't know what the heck.
Absolutely. History, religion, anything like that if you want to roll.
I'm going to roll Arcana. I guess you said Arcana, Eric, and you're probably right. It's probably
you could do that too if you wanted.
It's not any better, but that's just what I'm choosing. So mine's 14.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like an actual like a incantation to you. It sounds like it's just people doing some religious ceremony or something. Amora, are you wanting to do anything or Nick for that matter? Mithrin is just shrugging his shoulders like, "Oh."
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the monster could be down there, but if we can avoid fighting 16 cultists, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
And the ghosts are still holding my hands.
They are. They're holding your hands, and like they're looking nervous.
Okay.
They're not like restricting you. I mean, if you wanted to like take your hands out from their ghost hands, you certainly could.
I don't think I am, actually. I think I am a little scared to do that, but also I'm feeling a little bad for them just after my recent experience. So I think he might kind of try to talk to them and just be like, do you have a feeling, like a bad feeling about down there, like a monster, or do you have a monster feeling somewhere else? Is there maybe to the east or to the west, or you know, that kind
the
of
monster
thing?
Monster is downstairs. They're very adamant about that. They both like almost say it in unison, like, "The monster's downstairs."
And he's like, "Yeah, we are downstairs. Yeah. Does it have to be down all those stairs?"
Good point.
And they kind of like, like, "We've never been down here."
Oh, you don't have any feeling of anything.
I mean, that is definitely downstairs, but you're right that we are downstairs, too. I don't know.
We're all, you know, metaphorically downstairs from somewhere, so come on, guys.
I mean, like, if we check TVTropes.com, the monster's probably going to be as far down as we can get.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's typical, you know. I mean, I'm not trying to give anything away, but generally, you know, if we're going to follow video game logic here.
Yep. But he'll look at everybody else and be like, "Okay, I'm pretty quiet. Do you want me to see if I can creep down there to see what's going on? It's pretty dark. I could check it out."
And Will's having, like, a struggle internally because he's like, okay.
He just kicks him down the stairs.
He's like,
"Sure!"
He's like, this guy was just this upstart, you know, whatever. But he is a person that he can shield himself with if he needs to. So he doesn't want to just throw away his other meat person in the front. So
I think he's like, that's really probably not the greatest. I don't, you're so great and sneaky, but what if the thing's like right there? What if all the people are right there? What if?
And Mithrin so is like, what if there's another thing that drops off the ceiling and tackles you to the ground?
Well, then I'll yell. Right. I'll yell really loud.
Oh, great. that'll be a great idea. Yeah. Yeah. Yell really loud. That's smart.
I don't know, because this whole area isn't exactly the safest. So if down there is where we need to go, I don't know if I want to spend time getting other things dropped on the ceiling and fighting other weird mom and dad ghosts and spectral ghosts and ground zombies and...
Ground zombies, nice.
But I don't know.
Oh, man. I don't know. Lamora, what do you want to do?
Well, I mean, if Nick wants to check it out, I mean, he's got the cloak thing, you know.
That's true. I look pretty good.
She looks good. I mean, he'll wow them.
Yeah,
with his
maybe
looks.
Maybe all the crazy cultists will just be like, you know what? You look great. You know, you're fine.
Right.
You are too dapper.
Yeah. Right. I couldn't eat something like that. My teeth would just slip right off it. Nope.
All right, look, it's okay. I'm willing to take on this risk. I think that it outweighs the risk of traipsing all through the rest of this place. Maybe for naught.
I say do it.
Go for it. So okay. Mithrin. Are you going down then by yourself?
Yep. All
right. By yourself? Wait.
So
he's going to creep down the stairs. I mean, you guys...
Oh, you're doing that? That's what we decided?
You guys are going to... You can all, like, if you want, you can all, like, Scooby-Doo it.
You're all your own people. I'm not going to stop you, but...
I didn't realize we were arguing about you just going down by yourself. Sorry.
That's what I was saying.
That's what I was missing the conversation. Sorry, my mistake.
If you guys all want to Scooby-Doo it, that'd be cool. Like, just like, you know, you can all sneak down there quietly. And then everyone looks around the corner, you know, all four heads and, like, you know, one on top of the other. Yeah. Like, that's totally cool.
Yeah, I think I at least am going to, like, if he has cleared this stairway, he would at least, but he would definitely not be far from these people because he can't see and because he doesn't want to be alone.
All right, so everyone is moving down. I believe that is the consensus. And
with my ghost friends.
We all move to a new map.
What?
It's all bum.
So as you come down the stairs, Nick, you have come around the corner, as is shown here, and you see that because your elven eyes are so good.
Okay. Yeah. And how close does the chanting sound?
It is getting louder and louder as you come down. And now you can all very, you know, distinctly hear, like, he is ancient, he is the land.
Still seem like this is a pitch black room?
Yes, there is no light. Other than the light that Lamora has on her mace? Yeah.
He'll creep down the rest of the stairs and, again, peer around the corner.
Look around the corner, and you are greeted with the rest of this space, which looks like that.
Okay. Does it look like two openings?
Yes.
Like doorways?
It looks like two different hallways or...
All right. He'll check, like, the floor for, like, any traps and things like that.
Sure.
Or booby traps, boobies. He'll look for boobies.
For what would you like to roll perception? Let's have a perception.
Nine.
You don't notice any traps on the floor or anything like that, but there's alcoves, you know, all along the sides of the room that all appear to have some kind of, like, weird small token or magical item. Right? They don't look like, obviously, like, you know, that one's glowing. It must be magic. It's not like that. It's like there's, like, a withered hand, and then in the next one, there looks like there's, like, you know, a bottle that has, like, lint and some dead flies in it, and, you know, stuff like that. Like,
cool stuff.
Typically witchy, crazy, yeah.
That one has a pop figure from Avengers or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Idol Funko Pop.
Donald's Happy Meal toy.
He'll kind of, like, creep around the edge of the room, taking care not to touch any of the collectibles for fear of, you know, ruining their value.
Oh, of course. They have to stay in mint condition.
Yeah, but he'll try to get close to that doorway to, again, peer around there, but trying to stay as close to the edge of the room as he can.
Got you. All right. Lamora, what would you like to do?
Okay. Well, she's coming in. She thinks it must be fairly safe since nothing's happened to Nick.
Since
yet.
Nick went around the corner and she heard nothing.
I don't know. She still doesn't want to go in front of him, though. She's going to, like, hang out right here.
Okay.
Behind him.
She just doesn't walk past him. Where are we going?
Where are we going, dude? Tell me. All right. What would you like to do, Mr. William?
I'm going to follow along with Lamora.
Okay. Mithrin will go into the room as well. Something along that line. All right. So, Nick, you said that you wanted to creep into that or look around the corner or something like that?
Yeah.
So you look around this corner, and first thing you notice is, like, it is the chanting, where it sounds like it's coming from, is not this hallway, the next one over, is what you can tell just by standing in front of this hallway, which looks like that. But you can tell it's louder coming from the other hallway than it is from this one.
Got it. So he'll go try to peer into that one.
Okay, and you look around that corner, and you see something that looks along like that. And what that is there's a little ramp going down, and it looks like there's water on the floor.
Oh.
And there is a portcullis that is shutting that area off, is what it looks like. It is down. The portcullis is lowered into the ground right now.
He'll motion back to everybody and just point to...
And it definitely is. The chanting is, like, coming very loud out of that one.
Got it. He'll point and gesture over to the ramp there. Guys, come look at this. Come look.
Look what I found. Look what I found.
Look what I can do.
Mithrin will come over as well.
Is that the kind of place you would keep a monster?
I would say it looks very much like a place you would keep a monster. if you actually move into there, Nick, you will be able to see a little further in.
Okay.
And you can see that continues to be water.
Can I tell how deep it is, like, up to the portcullis?
Yeah, it's, like, just basically right up to, like, maybe mid-calf. It's not deep.
He'll sigh to himself and go up to the portcullis.
Okay.
And, like, you, I don't know if there's a hole where he could stick his head through, or at least...
The portcullis isn't that wide.
Okay.
But you can make out a little bit more space here.
Okay.
You can't quite make out left to right, and you can see a little bit further in.
But I don't see anybody.
You don't see anybody at all, but the chanting is quite loud from in there.
Okay. He'll, as quietly as he can, try to lift the portcullis.
All right. Give me a strength check.
Oh, with my little feeble twig arms.
Yeah.
Well, I have a -1 to strength, and I rolled a 1.
It kills you.
yeah. Like, the thing laughs at you and you die of shame. You try and pull on it, and you can actually tell that it moves because it, you know, does shake in its movement. It's not, like, set into the ground like stone.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you would have better luck, you know, trying to, like, move the house. But it's Mithrin, like, behind you is like, he's like, need some help there, buddy.
Guys, this feels very, very solidly down. I don't know. There's a lot of force keeping it down. I can't
Are you sure about that?
You can give it a shot if you want, but I don't think it's going anywhere. I've never felt a portcullis as heavy or more firmly affixed as this one.
I've you know, tried to have a lot of portcullis in my days. This one is easily the most firmly affixed into a position that has ever existed in all of here. Where would Lamora and Will like to be?
Oh, did they come out already? Like, are they still down in the water?
Nick comes has out. Moved out. Nick has moved out. Mithrin is about to move in. Right. Where would you like to be, Will?
I feel like he just wants to be like, what if there's a way around to surprise them or something? Like, you're just going to walk into the water? Like, we don't even... What if this is an underground lake or some shit? God.
Well, you know, and Mithrin will actually go, like, that's a good point. Maybe we should look in the other passageway first and just see if there's another way in.
There's just a turn. We could check that out.
All right, let's go check it out first. Let's do that.
Okay.
So, Nick, you want to take point again?
Yeah. He'll shake out his arms, because that was that was rough. Maybe pulled one of his biceps a little bit there.
Yep. Pulled something. All right, so you come around that corner, and you witness...
Oh, God.
That. Another passageway. Okay, and you come around that, and you see... that.
Whoa!
So what that is, it's a hallway going down, and there are alcoves that go off to the left and right on both sides all the way down the hallway, so far as you've seen.
Can I hear chanting at all coming this way, or is it all...
Quieter. It's much quieter on this side, yeah.
So it doesn't seem to be coming from this direction at all.
Yeah, it does not seem that at all, no.
Okay. Seeing that no one's behind him...
I mean, I would go, but I'm never second.
The two ghost kids are still following you guys. They're actually right behind you, and they're just following, and they're looking more and more like we were told not to be here.
Before crossing the threshold, he'll look out and look left and right to see, make sure there's not like a magical rhino about to charge or anything like that. Okay,
you look, and you see very short little passageways on either side, and there's manacles built into the wall.
Okay, and he'll like kind of like hop, skip, like past there, because it's still... This is a weird, creepy place.
Do the next one.
Yeah, and do the all same right. thing.
And you go through, and you see the same thing. Again, just manacles in the wall. There's, you know, some bones on the floor.
Dungeons.
Yeah.
It's Dungeons and dragons.
There may be a dragon.
Oh, no. Help.
If that
we
happens, you're
die.
In trouble. Yeah. And the dungeon was actually the dragon's mouth. The end.
Nice. And he'll again skip, skip.
Okay. And there you just see walls to either side.
Yep. And he'll keep
going. I'm just going to assume that everyone's kind of following along.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So you guys continue down. And this one you see openings that end in walls either side.
Okay. But there's ways to go.
There's ways to go either to the east or west.
Okay. Well, he has a pretty good sense of direction. He knows sort of the way that they were trying to get with the park callus. So he'll go... to his left.
Okay.
And look that way.
And what you see is just two more shackled cell areas. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Really, like, there's like some clothes in a couple of them, but some bones and things like that, but
right.
nothing really of value. Or
he'll come out of there, he'll look back to everybody and just kind of shake his head, and then he'll keep going whatever this way is. Peek around these corners.
Okay. And you see all these prison cells, basically.
Dead
it's
ends
places
all there.
That seems like this is just places that they held prisoners.
For sake of completeness, completion. Maybe there's a weird...
And there is a monster! No, it's just more cells.
I don't know if everybody was like literally stepping on the backs of his shoes, or if they're hanging back, but it'll be like this. And again, it's kind of quiet here. It's like, these all seem to be... dead end, so unless there's like kind of some kind of weird secret passage out of here, seems like the only other way to go is that portcullis. And then he'll think back to upstairs, be like, there were some secret passages in this place, and he'll point towards the south wall, which is kind of towards where the water area was, and be like, do we want to check this side of the room, look for anything? Everybody want to look around?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead. Whoever wants to roll perception or anything on that south wall to see if they can detect anything.
A 17.
Nick's got a 16.
Yeah, you guys don't notice anything other than like these rusty manacles and chains.
Like if you pull on them or anything, nothing moves.
Yeah,
or...
you can. They're firmly set in the wall.
If I pick up a sledgehammer and start busting down the wall.
And you're very unsuccessful because your strength is so weak. It doesn't do much.
Guys, these walls are really well made.
Yeah, guys, this is dwarven craftsmanship.
And this sledgehammer sucks.
Yeah, this one, it's too light. You need a 30-pound maul. That's what you need. Mithrin is going to say, like, let's just try that portcullis one more time. Like, I'll try it and see if maybe I have more luck than,
give it a shot.
Than Strength McGee. And he's actually going to go over there and he's going to be like, Lamora, would you help me? Because, you know, you look to be
a strong
dwarven woman. So.
Well. And a tear just falls down Will's face.
Yeah.
He picked the girl.
Yes, I will assist.
Okay. So, the two stand in the hallway there, and if you will roll a d20, that's going to do it. So, Mithrin and Lamora laboriously pull on this portcullis. Exactly. It sounds like childbirth, and it slowly, the grate slowly, slowly moves up, moves up, moves up. I want to spend more time on that grunt, but we can't.
He's watching this. Nick's watching this with open mouth, wide eyes.
It's not possible. I love it that Nick's just like, I can't. There's no possible. That was. I loosened it up first. I love it. Okay, so. The portcullis starts moving slowly, slowly, ever up, and it gets to about the point of Mithrin's chest, and he's able to kind of, like, nods over your head. So he kind of pushes it up and gets it up on his shoulders, and he's kind of holding it there, and he's like, well, if you guys want to go in, I suggest we go quickly, and he kind of puts it up over his head. It's still going to fall down if I let go of it.
Oh, what? No, prop it open! Prop that sucker open!
Do you want to try? Try to prop it open, Will.
Oh, yeah, with what?
With your
staff. All right, just kill you and stick you under it. Oh, man, is there nothing around? There's nothing that could prop it. Can you look around? There's nothing.
You can try and use, like, a stone or something.
It's like there's no earthly material that could possibly hold the force that this portcullis is exerting downwards.
God.
Mithrin is holding it up, and he's like, I can't hold this much longer. You guys have to decide now.
And he says, grab that stack of Beanie Babies on that shelf over there.
No, not those. Those are still valuable. They have the tags up. Get the other one.
Platypus. Nobody has the platypus.
Yeah, no, not that one.
Get one of the weird Olympic bears.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God.
Nobody likes the Winter
Olympics.
How
many of these pogs do you think we'll need to stack up? Get some of the slammers. They're tougher.
They are.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh no, wait. Get those old packages of Garbage Pail Kids cards. Get those.
Yeah.
Those.
Those are coming back around.
Yeah, and some of those are bound to have some of that gum inside, and that stuff's indestructible.
Yep.
No, what do you guys like to do?
And Mithrin is crushed by the portcullis.
Yes, and he slowly has been driven to the ground.
Nick will gesture to Will to go. Go, come on.
There's no way to prop it with a rock. You're like with something like
you
a rock.
You could try throwing a rock. You could try like.
Because I was wondering, because these are all these alcoves that are holding the Beanie Babies and such. Are they stone? Or their wooden shell?
They are stone little alcoves. They're only like maybe like 2 feet by 2 feet cubicles into the stone
like
wall.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's nothing like, there's no loose bricks or anything, anywhere.
Well, you could probably like find a rock, you know, somewhere if you wanted to, like a fist-sized rock. That you could find that, sure.
Does it look like something that could be wedged somewhere?
Certainly try. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what to roll. I don't know what to roll for that.
I'm thinking for that, I would like to see a survival. I think that just makes the most sense to me. As like you're being
do a flip first. You can do acrobatics.
Yeah.
Do a flip and then shove it in there.
Flip into it. Yeah.
See, I'm very nervous because I rolled an 18, and now if we're gonna about to fight something, I'm gonna roll like all ones. You know it. I've been rolling all these good rolls.
18. That was plus your survival skill.
19.
Okay. So you get this rock and you actually wedge it under there, and it feels like it actually bites into the stone pretty well.
And then it comes crashing down on my head.
Mithrin kind of lets go of the portcullis a little bit, and it seems like it's holding.
Oh, you guys, I'm the best. All right. Yeah.
Who is walking into the room first?
Nick. Okay, so Lamar is right behind.
Yep, you're right behind Mithrin there.
Nick is not going first. He does not trust that rock under that portcullis.
All right, well, Lamora is going to feel kind of confident because she was just super badass.
Yeah,
So she's going to probably be like, yeah, we got this.
Swaggers in there. Oh, yes. Who's here?
And as you do that, you are greeted with a... So you have dark vision. as well, right?
I think you do.
Yeah, she's a dwarf.
So you are greeted with quite the scene, which is
the opening number to cats.
What in the hell?
What do I see? Tell me what.
So you see a large room that has a 1 foot out of the water dais that goes like around the outside edges of the room. In the center of the room, there is a large pedestal, and up about the 4 steps on the top there, there is a large altar that you can tell has like old bloodstains all over it. Like it is browned with like age and whatever. And inside of this room, the chanting is the loudest, but it is still saying the same things of like, you know, he is ancient, he is the land. But it's very loud in here, but there are nothing you can see. There's nobody in here.
Oh, good.
But here's the most important thing. Right next to you, if you would look directly to your left, there's this weird little wheel thing that's sticking out of the wall. And you're pretty sure that is the opening device for the portcullis.
Ah, yes.
Like if you spin it, it goes up and goes down. Whatever.
Right. I don't see anything too crazy yet, guys. I don't see any people. I don't see any monster. I don't know. You want to come in and check it out?
Yeah.
Nick will kind of like urge Will forward in front of him.
All right. So you're in the room, and once you are all in the room, you can hear like that chanting is like very loud. Like you, there should be people like right next to you, and the little ghost children have also walked in there with you, and they're looking around just like terrified. Like, what is going on? This is craziness, and they are sticking very close to Will.
Okay.
For some reason, they love you.
Yeah, that's okay.
Does the water seem to get deeper at all?
No, it seems to like be like a collection of like drainage water or something that all just kind of collected down here. Okay. It's not like there's stone underneath the water.
Will walks up to the altar and summons a demon.
Yep, there we go.
I'm home. Thank you all for bringing me back.
Fools!
I am ancient. I am the land.
I am the land. I am the man.
And we can't probably see over to this, whatever the heck this is across the room. We can't see what that is. Is that an opening?
You can see that there is an opening, yes.
Oh, it's an opening.
You can't see what's inside of it. Yeah.
Holy crap. Okay. And it sounds like people are all around us, but there's nobody here.
Exactly.
So the kids are staying by me. I think he's going to just say, don't go near me because I'm going to go to this really, really scary place over there. You probably don't want to go there. Just stay. I don't know if they listen.
They're listening to you. They're like, they're shaking their heads like, you know, yeah, whatever you say. We're terrified. You know,
okay.
Like you're the grown up. You're the grown up and know what you're doing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know exactly what I'm doing. I don't know how far I can get. I'll probably get like eaten by some underwater creature.
As far as you want. Yeah.
How deep is the water? It's up to my calf.
It's only up to your like mid calf. Yeah.
He is so bummed because his shoes are so nice and they're going to get so ruined.
They are going to get ruined.
I think he's going to try to.
Perfect. Got it. All right. Lamora, what are you doing?
I guess I'll creep along.
Nick, are you posting up in the corner? Or?
Well, first of all, we are recording this as audio, so you guys want to actually say where you're going?
Okay, so Will is going up to the center,
pedestal,
the altar.
Whatever.
Just to kind of, like, he's edging slowly, hoping that he won't get killed immediately.
And Lamora is behind him on, like, the second step. Are these kind of steps?
Yeah, they're steps.
Steps up. Got second it. Step up to the pedestal.
Mithrin is just staying up on the edge out of the water because he's not a fan of water. Nick, you...
He's going to start making, since two people are in the middle exploring that, he's going to maybe try to make his way around to that other opening, sort of cover all the exits, so...
Okay.
I don't know how far.
You got it?
I'll go as far as you want me to.
So as everyone approaches that point, you hear the chanting all of a sudden stop.
Oh, God.
Oh, good. They're gone.
The very... yeah. Oh, well, that
monster
was easy.
Vanquished.
Yeah. And at that moment, the rock that was in the portcullis breaks. The portcullis falls down to the ground. Kabang! It's totally closed in again. And the chanting resumes, but this time it is saying something different. This time it says, one must die, one must die. And it's getting faster and faster. One must die, one must die. And these ghosts start appearing on the areas that are outside of the water, and there's many of them. They're actually like filling the whole side. In fact, where Mithrin is standing right now, there's a ghost right next to him. And same with Nick. There's a ghost right next to him. But they appear to be completely intangible, and they're not trying to attack you or anything. They're just standing there. They actually don't even appear to notice you, that you're right there.
Oh.
Everyone's just looking at the center of the room where Will and Lamora are standing, and they're all saying, "One must die, one must die."
Are the ghost kids, like, noticing these ghosts? Like, are they all the same?
They're holding each other and freaking out.
I'm Will. Don't care as much. Okay.
The ghosts are just all around the edge of the room, basically?
Yeah, they're taking up, like, every space. Like, you can tell, like, obviously there are more than 16. I mean, they're holding, like, this entire cult is basically here in some kind of spectral ensemblage. I don't know. Is that a word? Sure. Why not? Whatever. I'm playing Humpty Dumpty today. I can make up my own words.
Okay.
Since, Will, you moved first, comes down to you. What would you like to do?
And
you
if
can
we
tell what this altar is for. This altar is for killing someone.
He turns to Lamora, and I guess, well, you're up.
Yeah, hell, hey. Here you are.
Yep.
You heard him. One must die.
That's the logical choice.
Yeah. You guys want to roll d4 for who's going to die?
Oh, man. I think actually he might look at Lamora as in, like, you better not try anything. Curious, but also, like, kind of backing away from her for just because he's not a trusting person either. Yeah. He's going to be like, did you hear that?
Well, Lamora, what?
I don't know. I think Lamora would just sit there and look around, and she would be a little bit frozen and not know what to do.
Nick?
I think seeing these things materialize around him and based on what they've just gone through, I think on instinct he would pull his rapier out and try to stab whatever is closest to him.
Yeah, it goes right through it, and it doesn't even seem to notice that it even happened. It doesn't pay any attention to you at all. Mithrin is very much doing the same thing. He, like, turned around, punched the first thing he saw, and it was nothing there. And he looks comically like, wow, that was, you know.
I think seeing that basically it's the same as before, but they're chanting something different, and but they're visible, but they're not doing anything. He'll probably still try to make his way, because having that unknown hole in the wall makes him nervous.
Yep.
He'll try not to, like, walk through any of them, if that's possible.
Sure, you can try and, like, sneak around them, you know, you're being very weird. Gingerly to avoid their personal space.
Yeah. Give them their bubble.
So yeah, you can move down right in front of that entryway if you want, or as close as you would like.
Peek
and
around.
You look inside there, and you see this, I would almost call it like a, man, it's hard to say. It's like an alcove, but it's large. You know, it's like probably like 10 feet back, 10 feet wide, and it's entirely human bones and like bits of dried skin, and like basically it's what you would do with like the leftover pieces of your human sacrifice stuff.
Like it's a pile.
Very large pile of it. Yeah, large pile.
Gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. It doesn't smell great. And
doesn't it smell like, oh, well, not that, it's not me. I'm not there. Never.
Well, no, Will, what would you like to do? I was just going to ask that.
Well, I don't want to go anywhere near any of the ghosts, especially seeing that these two other guys have tried to hit them to no avail. Can I inspect this pedestal, or what is this?
The altar.
The altar, yeah.
Yep, you certainly may. You inspect it, and there are engravings on it that are of a language you don't understand. It might you kind of have a feeling that it might be some sort of abyssal language, which is, you know, not something you'd be incredibly familiar with yet. Wink.
Oh, no.
But it's like got all sorts of like carvings and a language you don't understand, which is probably abyssal or some kind of demonic or something like that. And there's this, you know, crusty blood coating over the whole thing. It's all brown and, like, aged and pretty gross. Pretty gross. Oh, just so you know, the altar, like, comes up to, like, maybe, like, a little bit more than waist high. So, like, you know, if it was a, like, a work table type thing, it'd be just the right height.
Okay.
It's not important. Just letting you know.
Okay. I want to be like, you think someone actually has to die? Or does it just want, like, some kind of blood on this thing or something? Like, talking to Lamora, I guess you're the closest person.
Lamora, what would you say?
Ah, I got nothing outside of me.
Mithrin would be looking over at Lamora as well, going, aren't you a cleric? This seems pretty, like, maybe you would know something about death cults and things and how to counteract them. Don't they go over that in priesty school? I don't know.
Is that a hint?
No, that's just Mithrin talking.
Okay.
Nick, do you have anything?
I think he's still kind of weirdly, grossly fascinated by this pile of gross. I think he could maybe even, like, poke it with his sword.
Yeah, nothing happens. It's just a pile of gross.
Gross.
Roll for gross. Yeah, probably natural 20.
Maybe make
natural 20 for gross.
He'll probably then start to like make his way towards the center of the room and the dais.
Mithrin would be doing the same as well. He'd be like, fine, if everyone's going to be on the dais, I'll move on the dais.
Mithrin is so vulnerable to peer pressure.
Yeah. He is like not a very strong person inside. He's a child, basically. Once everyone is on that dais, the chanting stops.
Oh, God.
And they all look, and they all in one voice say, one must die. And they all start pointing like someone has to do it. And they're all looking at all of you in the center of the room. All these ghostly, culty people in their black robes and bad breath.
Or what? Or what?
They are not saying anything. They're just like, there's this like, silence.
Do they look? Yeah. I'm just curious. Do they look like people?
Yeah, like they look like humans. Yeah, humans.
So they don't look like zombies or anything.
No, they look like human people that were dressed in black robes to look like they were like way more goth than
like at the
really
end of Return of the Jedi.
Exactly. Cool. Yeah, like right when Luke is looking like his most badass.
Okay. Well, one must die. That's easy, right?
Anybody have a rat or something that we could... The kids have also moved up onto the pedestal, just so you guys know. They're also up there with you.
All right. Will's going to go back to what he said before, which is wondering aloud if maybe it just... If there's a lot of blood here. Get it. They're saying somebody's got to die, but maybe someone is going to die all the way. Maybe we can just, you know, not kill them all the way. Maybe we can... Put a little blood here. Yeah, right. Yes. That's Will's thought, because, you know, sure. maybe that would work. Or maybe we just leave, you know, go over to the thing and try to do that wheel thing that'll make the portcullis go up instead of having to be super strong, you know?
Okay, well, which one would you like to do?
Well, he's saying all this to them.
Oh, okay. Well, then what does everyone else do?
Nick will shrug and pull up his arm and... pull out a dagger and
slice
the top of his forearm. Because people who slice their palms are dumb.
That's exactly right. Thank you. Right. Thank you, Nick. Right? Thank you, Nick, for being the smartest fantasy role player that has ever lived. That's great. You do that, and there are some drops of blood that fall on the altar, and nothing happens.
Nick looks around, and then he like goes, and he falls down on the ground.
Yeah,
to be
and nothing happens. Nothing happens at all.
Faints.
Other than everyone else goes like, that was very convincing, and they go,
yay!
No, like we should really see if we can get him one of those fantasy Oscars, whatever they're called.
Nope, that didn't work.
Yep. Mithrin goes, nice try though. Yeah, like solid effort. Like,
and the ghosts are not chanting anymore.
They're all just pointing at all four of you in the center of the room. Well, all six of you, including the children. And just, you know, one must die is the last thing they said.
So can Will start moving to see if they're pointing at him?
they're just pointing in the center of the room. Okay. Like, so no matter where you move, unless you're to move, like, out of the room, someone's going to be pointing kind of at you. So.
Well...
Nick would look around for something alive in the water or something, I don't know.
Doesn't seem to be anything moving, but these images are just standing there silently. All of a sudden, the two ghost kids go, they start turning around and they look at the people and they're like, oh, we've seen them before. They used to come here. And then Rose walks up to one of them and goes like, Auntie? And the ghost kind of looks down like it heard the voice and then goes back to pointing. then Rose like comes running back because she's like scared, like she's never seen, you know, that kind of thing before. And like...
Nick is, okay. By the way, Nick, all the while he's looking around, make sure not to put his back towards Will.
Yeah, I would not, because right now I think Will is starting to kind of size people up to just be like,
if I had to,
if it had to be someone, who would I pick? Because who could I do something to? Yeah.
So, Lamora, could you give me a religion check?
Religion.
Yeah.
Religion.
You might know something about this.
Might
know something? Losing my religion. You know nothing about religion. You've never been to church in your life.
Wow. Come on,
Lamora. What you do know is you can tell, like, yes, this is some kind of religious ceremony that is happening for some cult you don't understand and want nothing to do with, but there is some ceremony that needs to be happening here in order to, like, make this ritual come to completion. Something needs to happen. So I don't know if you want to relate that. That's just what you know.
You guys, I don't know. I don't know exactly, but there's some kind of ceremony. I think something needs to happen.
Once again, the ever elucidating.
So loquacious.
Yes, exactly.
Shush.
Can the rest... So Nick went over to see that pile of stuff. Like, can the rest of us see it or not?
Yeah, you can see that it's there. It's in a dimly... You know, as long as Lamora's in the center of the room with her light, you can, you know, dimly make it out. But yeah, you could see it. I believe that, Will, you're the only one without night vision.
Yeah.
Or, and Mithrin as well. But you can make it out, and you can see, like, it is a pile of gross. Like, it's a gross pile of gross, like Nick said it was.
Maybe I should kill somebody and then heal them with my healing word. No.
Did she say that out loud? No. Thank you.
Did you?
I vote for Lamora.
Did you say it out loud?
Ooh, that's a really
like,
good
did
question.
Did Lamora say that?
Did she say that?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
No? No.
I don't
okay.
think she
All
said
right.
that out loud. Right. She said that in her head.
I don't know if everyone else has anything to say, but I feel like Will is really scared, and I don't know if he's going to just... It's really hard because, like, he might think that if these ghosts are, like, do they look exactly like the kid ghosts that could possess them in the past?
No, they actually appear to be, like, more transparent. Like, they almost look like, you know, like, living memories rather than, like, actual... You know, like, when you look at Thorn and Rose, like, you can tell, like, yeah, there's a little bit of, like, transparency, but it's, like, so slight you'd have to really be looking at them to see it.
Okay.
But these guys are, like, memories, like straight on see-through almost.
But the one did interact a little bit with the kids.
Yeah, as soon as they talked to him, yeah. Or her, excuse me, auntie.
Could we say auntie? Auntie? Hey, auntie! Auntie!
Auntie!
What do you want? Like, what's...
They don't appear to, or she, excuse me, does not appear to be paying attention to that. All in unison, they say, one must die again.
Oh, you.
What about these two kids? They died? Isn't that good enough?
Yeah. Right.
One must die.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That was good, though.
I just used prestidigitation, and I changed the color of my clothes, and I'm like, I dyed my clothes.
Oh.
And you take 10 points of pun damage. Mithrin holds up his hand and is like, give me a high five for that. Don't leave him dangling. Don't leave him dangling. Yes, great. And they're, one must die. One must die.
Oh, now they start yelling at, okay, people. Or whatever. Memories. Ghost memories.
Memories.
Okay, nobody has a decision, so
I'm gonna suggest as a DM, like, maybe I'm gonna suggest a couple things. I would suggest either rolling a insight or a religion check.
It's a skill.
Well, I rolled a 17, and I
awesome.
And I have a plus one, so that's an 18. Okay. Again, I'm as soon as we fight something, I'm going to roll all ones. I'm telling you right now.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. Nick, what'd you have?
15 religion.
Okay, great. So, and Lamora had 17 religion again. And Mithrin's like, you guys are smart. And so what you guys all end up kind of realizing is that this ritual of one must die must be completed, or it must be rejected. So all you have to do is say no.
Oh.
Or kill somebody. That's honestly as simple as it is. Kill somebody or tell the cult no.
Oh, you guys.
What? What?
Didn't you roll the same roll that I did?
Yeah, you all know this kind of like now. You've been discussing it like amongst yourselves. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to kill anybody. I don't really want to do that.
Yeah, what happens if we don't?
Nick, if you end up killing anybody, things in your character life will change.
Yeah.
You know what? No one should be killed down here. Let's push this thing over. Pointing at the altar.
Whoa, maybe we shouldn't push the altar over.
Oh, we're pushing this altar over.
Yeah. No, I don't
Mithrin think so. Is right there with you. He's like, yep.
Let's
no,
do it.
Oh, no.
Steps into this gross water.
Yeah.
Screw this altar.
You know, I see where you're coming from. No, you guys, no.
Nick, you want to do it yourself, since you're so strong?
No, Mithrin, you can help me. I saw you lift that portcullis. And Lamora, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So, Will, I think you're being overrun with the what everyone else
is doing. He's going to look around at the ghosts like, sorry, guys, sorry.
Yeah.
See Will, standing in front of the altar. No. No one will push this altar over.
No,
I'm going
to chain
myself to this altar.
He's just trying to preserve his own life. Yeah, so he's he's not going to do anything against you guys except just to be like, guys around the room. Not me.
Wasn't me.
Not even going to make anyone roll for it because everyone is like strong enough to like just push it over. And you guys push it over into the ground or into the water, excuse me.
Yes.
And at that moment, like, the entire room kind of goes like, shh, like there's this like hissing sound of like something has been gone amiss. And all of them in one voice again say, Lorgoth, come forth. And then they all disappear. But you can hear the gross pile of gross start to move.
No!
Ew,
and everyone, roll initiative.
Lorgoth, that sounds gross.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and feel free to visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.